While we are sleeping at night, says Dr. Mehrdad Razavi, our brains remain highly active, and a big part of what they are doing involves memory.
The way it works is we gather all the information during the day through all five senses, vision, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. We get all this sensory data. Well, the brain almost doesn't have time during the day to do anything with it. It just stays there because you keep gathering more data. It's almost like an information overload. Then at night, it starts trying to figure out what to do with them, whether to save them, where to put them, reorganize them, make sense of them, attach them to an emotional value or to some sort of previous value. It's a very complex and fascinating process that happens at night.
There are basically three stages of sleep, explains Dr. Razavi, a behavioral neurologist who is medical director of the Marin Memory and Sleep Center in San Rafael. REM sleep, characterized by rapid movements of our closed eyes, is when we dream. There are also deep and shallow stages of non-REM sleep. And each type of sleep is associated with a different sort of memories.
We think memory is memory. That's not true. It depends what you memorize. For example, semantic memory, basically memory for knowledge, science or history, that's usually built during non-REM sleep. Then there is procedural memory, like you're playing piano or you dance certain steps. That memory system actually is different than knowing where Paris is or Washington, D.C. is. And then you have emotional memory. Some contents have emotional value, some don't. If that content has emotional value, then it gets saved during REM sleep.
But Razavi adds that poor sleep, both too little or too many interruptions, has a direct and destructive effect on this memory coding process, as well as causing other problems.
Folks who are sleep-deprived can't do that as well. They can have a variety of symptoms. More concentration problem, that's usually the first thing, and then memory problem, and then disorganized thinking almost. Now, I have to say, at the beginning of these problems, folks may not even be aware of it, because to you, normal is your normal. If you have a concentration problem or slow, you think it's all good. You don't know until you're fixed. But if you have it for many years, you get used to it, and that becomes your new normal. Sleep has a lot of functions. Memory is just one of them. Metabolic health is another one. Your whole metabolism is mixed up if you don't get good sleep. Cardiovascular health is mixed up. We know that. The immune system, and you can go on and on and on. Different functions of body are all impaired if you don't get good sleep.
There are some 80 separately identified conditions that can cause poor sleep, including restless leg syndrome and sleep apnea. Insomnia is the most easily recognized, Razavi says, but not necessarily the most debilitating.
Insomnia is what patients are aware of. When they have insomnia, they know. Well, what if they don't have insomnia and they have the other 79 disorders? Then they may not know. So their sleep is messed up. They sleep through the night, but they don't get deep sleep or REM sleep. They only get shallow, crappy sleep. And they say, well, I'm sleeping through the night, but when I wake up, I'm tired and exhausted and irritable and what have you. See, it doesn't matter whether you have insomnia or not. If you wake up after 7 hours of sleep and you're not rested and you're not fresh and you're not together, irritable and things like that, you don't have a problem with quantity of sleep, insomnia. You have a problem with quality of sleep.
The good news, he says, is that getting corrective treatment to restore full and restful sleep will usually reverse the effects of long periods of poor sleep. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.